Let us pray. Our Father, as we meditate upon this morning, the message, the words, the feelings that we have, we just ask that you would be with us. Give us the strength to know that your presence is always there. Father, I pray that I might speak of the word in your goodness, in your grace. And I ask for your blessings upon this time. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone. It's Dave here again, and it is a true pleasure to be able to share this worship service with each one of us, each one of you, by phone. Makes it a little bit different, and it kind of wonders whether are you really out there, but I think you are. My message this morning is a little different, and you may not realize my point until the end. However, I hope it makes sense, and I hope you think of your own Easter experience. As old Conrad slept in his shabby old bed with nothing but rags to pillow his head, he heard in his sleep the Lord's soft, soothing voice that said, I will come to visit this day at your house. Then Conrad arose with great joy in his heart, and he cleaned his small cottage and fired the hearth. He set his table with cups and with tea, and then quietly waited for the Lord's voice, Lord's face to see. Excited yet quiet, he sat in his chair, and he waited for noises out in the cold air. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he saw on the snow-covered ground, abby old beggar whose shoes were torn and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. So Conrad was touched and went to the door, and he said, your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you and a coat that will keep you warmer too. So with grateful heart, the man went away. But as Conrad noticed the time of day, he wondered what made the dear Lord so late and how much longer he would have to wait. But he heard a knock and ran to the door, but it was only a struggling old stranger once more. A bent old crone with a shawl of black and a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, don't send me away. Let me rest on this Easter day. So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were passing away. And the Lord had not come as he said he would, and Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness, he heard a cry, please help me and tell me, where am I? So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed, as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from her family on Easter Day. Again, Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he had to make this little girl glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But then, as he entered again his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Easter had passed away. I have a question for us this morning. Did Jesus come to visit you this Easter? Did he come to your heart to freshen your life and you missed him? Did something happen that was great or exciting? but you couldn't explain it. So you just passed it off as a coincidence. Were we so caught up in the frustration and distress of this virus and life in general that we may well have missed his visit? And as a result, Easter was just another day. This Easter was so different, so disconnected, but we had no idea how to react. Our church building was closed, and we missed our friends. We couldn't hug our kids or our grandkids. We couldn't sit together with family and laugh and joke and have a meal. The love of that special day was so missed, and we realized we've taken it for granted. And today has changed. We couldn't just drop into a nursing home or a retirement center and give a voice of cheer and happiness. So my question is, did we miss Christ this Easter? This is an unprecedented time as never before. And because of this isolation, we are beginning to feel as though Jesus Christ is not with us anymore. We are beginning to feel that maybe we have fallen away from God's grace and the glorious days filled with the joy and happiness of Christ's love are long off. But today, we have experienced Sunday, the bright sunshine, the fresh smell of spring, and that warm, glowing, confident feeling in our heart and mind that we are free from the adversities of our sin and that the Jesus Christ we love is alive and living in us. Easter Sunday morning, Reverend Terry invited us to look up and accept the risen Jesus Christ, and then we will feel the presence of him. And as we walk through our virus or whatever else is causing us burdens, we allow the risen Jesus Christ to remove the film of disbelief and uncertainty from our sight. Then we will feel the warmth of his presence and know the joy of his living spirit within us. So the story continues. As old Conrad went back to his room and knelt down to pray, and he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor, 3 times I came to your lonely door, for I was the beggar with bruised cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat, and I was the child on that homeless street. I came to your door 3 times this day, and not once did you hurt me or send me away. You treated me with kindness and love and respect, and you shared your goodness I'll never forget. And now as you go to the life you continue to live, there is something special to you I will give. Eyes that will see my blood-stained hands, a heart that will open to my loving commands, a mind that will leave evil and receive my love for you, and the feeling of my forgiving arms as I hold you true. Jesus Christ arose from the grave on Easter morning. He rose to personify the love and grace of his Father's forgiveness. He rose that we might have life in abundance. And he rose that we might know him in the time of both stress and happiness. Today, as we travel the road to Emmaus, be aware that the stranger beside you could be the Savior within you. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Amen.